Jamil on the beat. Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the podcast, the correctly mistaken podcast. I'm your host, Wes Osei. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, rate, review. Then unsubscribe, subscribe, and rate, review again. You could do it as many times as the heart fawns for it. And like I said, if you love us, if you hate us, really doesn't matter. If you think we care, then you're correctly mistaken. Y'all see how I did that there? Merry Christmas. It is Christmas Eve as we're recording this episode. It will be out tomorrow, the weekend. So if you're fortunate enough to be off and you're hanging out with family, just your inner family, remember, we in the middle of a pandemic. We got the vaccines coming. Many people won't take it. Some people are going to take it, whatever the case may be. But please, please, please stay with your immediate family. Don't travel. Even though 5 million people have traveled since Friday, according to TSA. So you know what that means. We're going to probably get another huge surge. You guys know the numbers. It's been a tough, tough year. But if you can enjoy it in terms of everything that's transpiring, just the hurt, the death, the food security issues, I mean, it's been tough. But if you can figure out a way to still have a Merry Christmas through this all, because we can. We're a resilient bunch. We really are. I believe all my listeners are resilient people who go through shit but come out because they keep fighting. Somebody told me a long time ago, there's two types of people in this world. People either going out of a storm or going into one. And you got to be prepared when you're going in and be thankful for the time that you're not in one, knowing that another one is going to come. Now, this storm has hit us all. Hit us all hard. It's affected us from any point of view in terms of COVID. I'm sure it's been till your doorsteps and family members and friends, and hopefully you weren't a part of that 330,000 in terms of a family member losing their life to this awful virus. But we pray that you guys here at Correctly Mistaken have a Merry, Merry Christmas and definitely a Happy New Year. But we'll talk to you before then. But what I want to talk about on today is I'm seeing the writing on the wall, as they say. And it seems to me, as I'm looking at what's going on in D.C., and we know we're having a new president, a president-elect Joe Biden on January 20th. But what I'm seeing right now in terms of the writing on the wall, if these Georgia elections don't go the way that we need them in terms of John Ossoff and Reverend Warnock winning, and Mitch McConnell staying as the majority leader of the Senate, it seems that Trump, when he leaves, and he's going to leave on January the 20th, I know all the reports that they're having another inauguration on the January 6th when the Congress comes back, and they're going to have some type of event outside supporting whatever. But none of that matters. Trump's gone. Joe Biden will be inaugurated on January the 20th. But when Trump leaves, it seems to me that the American people are going to have still a problem. See, when Trump leaves, it's not going to be the end all. The problem still remains. It's the Republican Party. Or Chris Cuomo, how he dubbed it, the Retrumplican Party. Even after he leaves. Now, you see some people, you know, as we see the story now, the Retrumplicans are trying to push forward, and it looks as if that Donald Trump is upset that that is the case. And it seems to me that it looks as if the Republicans are going to be the problem. And because I say that, it's because we know what's been going on in terms of this COVID relief. And at one point in time, there was no direct payments. But because of the fact that I don't understand, people don't realize this, this pandemic has hit everybody. Black, white, Asian, Latino, whatever the case may be, Democrat, Republican, it's hit everyone. And everyone has been affected by it through some form or fashion. And it's for some kind of reason, at one point in time, they didn't want a stimulus payment. But then he heard that it will be really tough for the senators that are running those runoffs in Kelly Loeffler. And I believe it's Dan Perdue, I believe his name is, if I can remember that. Now I'm drawing a blank. Perdue, I do know that. They're saying that it was going to be an issue in terms of them being able to win re-election or win their runoffs because, duh, the Republicans down in Georgia who need the vote have been affected by this too. They're looking for some type of relief too. Their lives have been turned upside down for no fault of their own as well. And in the past 8 months, American people have only gotten $1,200 from their government. Lockdowns galore, shutdowns galore. And I understand the shutdowns, and a lot of it came with mixed messaging and people not caring, and that's a whole other story. But in 8 months' time, only $1,200 have gone to Americans. And even in this last stimulus that they just, well, they passed, it looks like I'm going to talk about what Trump did going forward here a little later. But the stimulus bill, they didn't want any money in the first place in terms of direct payments to Americans. But they had to because they were worried about those runoffs down south, which is so weird. Why do Republicans would think that their voters are untouched and unscathed, and the people who are asking for these stimulus checks are, they have to be people that support the Democratic Party or voted for Joe Biden, you know, God forbid, there can't be no way our voters are struggling, even though their voters live in the United States of America. Their voters are in a pandemic. Their voters have suffered the same financial, I'm sure, economic hit, financial, people having food security issues. Everything has hit the same. So they decided, and the Democrats have been wanting money all along. So they actually decided to put money in. Now, they wanted more, but a paltry, measly $600 is what the Republican caucus agreed on, which we all know it's bullshit. But at the same time, something got agreed to, and something was getting ready to go out to Americans who desperately needed it. It was $600 a person. If you're a couple, $1,200, and every kid, $600. So you're able to make a couple $1,000s. Does it pay off anything? Maybe a light bill or something here or there, but in most places, it definitely doesn't pay the damn rent. Americans need more. They actually need that every single month as we ride out this pandemic. And like I said, it's been 8 months, and Americans have only received $1,200. So the Republicans, they finally agreed. They said, okay, well, we don't want our to lose voters down in Georgia, so we're going to put this in, $600, measly, bullshit. But so be it. And then the president. Now, he comes up and he says, well, I want $2,000. Now, the fact of the matter is, I'm going to say this first. I'm not one that wants to give Donald Trump any credit. But sometimes in situations, you can find some good. And for him asking for $2,000 for every American, I agree with. Now, was he being ingenuous? No. He was being more disingenuous because he's upset about the terms. And I believe, well, not I believe, he's upset at the Republican Party. Because they have not gone on with his crazy, lunatic allegations or accusations to overturn the election that he lost fair and square in a fair and free election. He lost. But Donald Trump, who lives in his bubble, people call it the Trump orbit, in his own false reality, he believes that, and I don't even know he believes it. I think he's doing it because he wants to keep this up so he can continue to raise money. His supporters have raised over $200 million to date for his election defense fund. We've always said it ain't no election to defend because it's over. You lost. But a couple weeks ago, or last week, I believe, Mitch McConnell, after the Electoral College met on the 14th, and they confirmed the votes for Joe Biden, he comes out and congratulates the president-elect and the vice president-elect, saying, you know, we're looking forward to working with him. And also tells the Republican caucus, because he's the leader, to let's accept this and let's move forward. And obviously, Donald Trump doesn't like that. Obviously, that isn't something that favors him. And he feels as if the Republican Party owes him something. Because he allowed them to do in terms of, excuse me, tax cuts for the rich, confirmed their judges all over the country. And he feels as if I allowed you to, or gave you whatever you wanted. Let you run your agenda. And the minute I need something, you can't have my back. And you dare congratulate the president-elect, Joe Biden, on winning. Now, he's not saying that. He would never say president-elect. But you're going to actually say congrats to Joe Biden for winning this election? And the report said that somebody, an aide, went down to Mitch McConnell's office in Capitol Hill and gave him a graph from Donald Trump, showing basically Trump letting him know you wouldn't have won your reelection if it wasn't for me having your back. I got you put back into your spot, and this is what you do to me? You have the nerve to congratulate Joe Biden and not follow behind me? Because one thing about Trump is all about loyalty, blind loyalty. He doesn't care. You see what he's doing for his boys? He's giving them all pardons. These dudes are convicted felons. They pleaded guilty. You have so many people who are in jail for violent crimes or years for non-violent crimes. Want to turn their life around, asking for pardons. They're saying there's over 14,000 pardon applications. But see, he sees fit to put his boys in those places and give them the pardons. Because see what he's about? He's about loyalty, blind loyalty. So what he decided that he wanted to do is to say that he was going to veto it. Because he wants $2,000 to go to the American people. And also he was saying that there was other stuff he was going to all over the world, to other foreign countries. And their Republicans and Democrats are saying, because we have to give money and fund all over the world, because the United States government is worldwide. We have to fund it all. So that's why all the money is going out. But everybody else is getting $600, which is jacked up. And the Democrats wanted more money. And see, people keep thinking that I'm, you know, boosting Nancy Pelosi and company and Chuck Schumer. The Democrats have their issues. They have their issues that they need to deal with as well. But in this bill, and for the last 8 months since the HEROES Act has been on Mitch McConnell's desk, they have wanted more money to go to the American people in the form of direct payments. They wanted it. And see, what Trump did, first of all, he just showed, you know, putting a wrench at everything, because people at least were going to get something, and now that will possibly be delayed. And on top of that, he wanted to exert his authority and saying, here, look, I'm still president. And also, he wanted to expose the Republicans, because I've kept saying this over and over. Donald Trump, he was not the Republican Party. He took it over. But also what he did, he exposed it for what it is and for what it was. Donald Trump knows the Republicans were not going to open up to a $2,000 payment to a family or to a person, and $4,000 a couple. Donald Trump knew they were going to block that, but he wanted them to make it put on Front Street to say, look, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to show y'all what y'all going to do. I'm going to go ahead and veto this bill. Nancy Pelosi, AOC, they all said, this is great. Signed a bill, we're doing amendment. Tell McCarthy, the House Leader McCarthy, on his side, to do a unanimous consent, which put the Republicans in a hole. Mitch McConnell thought he had something the president would sign. Now the president says he won't sign it because he wants more money, and he puts it right into the Republicans' face. The Democrats back it. Yeah, absolutely. Push it forward. Let's see what you do. And he exposes the Republican Party, because today they rejected the consent, even in the House. He basically put Republicans on Front Street, showing that, look, see, the Republicans are blocking you guys getting more money. But Donald Trump is doing it, who is a Republican by name himself. Because as I've kept saying over and over and over again, Donald Trump doesn't care about anyone but himself. Donald Trump is upset he lost the election. Donald Trump is upset that the Republican Party is trying to move on. And he's like, oh, whoa. Oh, you trying to move on? After everything I allowed you to do, the agenda I allowed you guys to do, as I was the president and I did my antics and people criticized and came at me, and all behind the scenes, Mitch McConnell was putting in judges all over the country, even to the point where there was no COVID relief, but he's bringing in senators to vote during their times of recess to confirm judges. Once again, to get their minority beliefs into the circuit or to the judicial system, to get their beliefs, their minority beliefs, because usually conservative or the Republican belief system is a minority belief in a country that is vast and diverse and very progressive. Why do you think they try to voter suppress and do anything to kind of stay in power? Because they see the diversity, but they don't want no part of it, so they have to figure out ways to try to stay in power, or ways they can have their ideologies reign supreme. And if you can get judges that think like you within the judicial system, That's a big time stronghold to have. But see, Donald Trump, like I said, he doesn't care. He did this on purpose. He wasn't genuine. He wasn't being genuine about this. He's being disingenuous. He really doesn't care if Americans get $2,000 a person or not. He just wanted to expose the Republican Party and say, look, they're gonna block it. Since you gonna try to play me and not back me and me trying to get this election overturned, I'm gonna say something crazy, throw a wrench in it, and make you guys be put on Front Street. And if you reject this proposal for $2,000, the American people are gonna look at you and say, why would you do that, Republican Party? Why would you not give us more money? But you give $1 trillion to Wall Street. Why? How is that okay? And never in a thousand years, Mitch McConnell would think the president will put him in this corner. He expects Schumer or Pelosi, but not the president who's supposed to be a Republican after finally figuring out some bill, not only for COVID relief, but to fund the government. So now the Senate is supposed to be on recess. They all got to come back and veto the defense bill. Because first of all, let's do that first. Donald Trump literally like defund the military. I mean, he talks about, how defunding the police is wrong, but by not doing this bill that has been passed for 59 straight years, he's literally defunding the military. But he's doing it just to show his power, just to swing his big stick. Be like, I'm still here for 27 days, player. And you don't want to back me in this election overturn? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you on Front Street. I want $2,000 to every American and $4,000 a couple. And he made the Republicans make a choice. And they did. They declined it. And why would they? In this time where economic downfall, in the greatest recession since the Great Depression, why would they deny the American people more money? They were okay with that lousy $600. And most of them being having their special interest in being rich and having their pockets fat by their donors. But for some kind of reason, the American people, the people who are the bedrock of this country, they can't get what they need in order to carry themselves through this pandemic for something that was no fault of their own. Because like I keep saying, Republicans don't care. They don't care that it's Christmas Eve and people are in food lines. They don't care that it's Christmas Eve and the rent memoriams, moratorium, or the morandums. I'm sorry, I can't, y'all know I can't talk. But all the rent clauses that they have to protect people, all that is coming up the day after tomorrow. But they don't care. They don't care if unemployment runs out and people can't put food on their table. They don't care. All the Republican Party cares about is power and the people who help keep them in power in terms of money, their donors, special interests, quote unquote groups that fund their campaigns, that keep money in their pockets. And I keep saying the question, why would anybody ever vote Republican again? And people want to come out and say, well, Nancy Pelosi, she balked at the $1.8 trillion. Yes, because in that $1.8 trillion package, it didn't have any money going direct pay to Americans. So yeah, she didn't want it. She wanted more. More money for the American people, and the Republicans are saying no. Now, if you ask Ron Johnson, the senator out of Wisconsin, he would say, well, we have to be more, you know, about the deficit. We don't want to mortgage our children's future. And it's about the deficit. It's got to be fiscal conservative. They ain't care about that when they made that $1 trillion tax cut for the rich. And it hit the made the deficit even hit harder, more in the deficit. Didn't care then when Trump was president. But now here comes a Democrat president, and now we got to get back to being fiscally conservative. See, the Democrats have their issues, but at least the Democrats want to help the American people who are in a time of desperate need. Unemployment running out. Rent clauses are running out. Rent memoriams. I try to say it again, but I can't say it. But y'all know what I mean. It's going out. It's expiring. It's not going to be here anymore. People are going through tough times. And the government has only given them $1,200 since this whole fucking thing started. And they still don't want to give another dime. They just agreed to the $600 because of the fact that it was going to affect them winning in Georgia. Because if they lose that, Mitch McConnell is no longer the majority leader and they're out of power. So they gave us a little paltry $600. But people were still expecting that. And now what Donald Trump has done, because he's throwing a temper tantrum, and he's mad that the Republicans don't want to back him in his bogus claims to try to overturn the election, he's making everybody hurt. Because he's mad. He sat on the sidelines for months, didn't do anything. But now he wants $2,000, which I rock with it. Cool. I think every American family or every American person, they should get $2,000 a month until this pandemic rides out. Until we get all the vaccines in and everybody gets vaccinated, or the majority of people do, when this virus goes away. Everybody should get $2,000. Most countries are giving that kind of money to their citizens. They're saying you can't work, so we're going to help you stay at home so you won't have your lights turned off. You won't have your heat turned off. But in America, we can't do that. And that's how America, even more than the Republican Party, it's America. We just cannot put a pause on capitalism. People got to get paid, even though people can't work people can't work to go out and spend for the economy. People can't go out and indulge and be a part of patronize. People can't do it. They can't. They cannot do it. But people still want to get paid. They still want to make money. And I said, you know what? Let's give back. We're taxpayers. We pay our taxes every year. We fund all this shit that you see. But God forbid, when something happens and we need the help, the government says, nah, here's $1,200. And that was 8 months ago. We got a bigger problem. And if John Ossoff and Reverend Warnock do not win, the issue is the Republican Party, even after Trump leaves. And see, what I have to say is, for some kind of reason, for years, it hasn't seemed to matter. They still get voted and elected into office. They still have their perks and their power. But it's going to come a time where the American people just can't take this no more. And we can find a blame, and the blame being the Republican Party, because they are blocking the benefit. They may be getting exactly what they deserve come January and going forward, with many more of them end up getting their ass kicked up out of office because they're being shown for who they are. Until next time, love everybody, hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. And I'm your host, your boy Wes Osei. Be blessed. Peace.